Memorial Day weekend unofficially kicks off summer vacation season, and millions of people will be flying to faraway destinations. Many travelers will do the travel booking and preparations online. But there was a time when we picked up a phone, a landline, and asked a travel agent for help. We wondered if travel agents were still out there. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums asked the Ozarks at Large explainer, Dave Edmark, if there is still a need for travel agents. Dave says while there aren't as many travel agents as there used to be, there are services they can provide.
In the years before the internet, anybody who did not want to spend a lot of time on the telephone wrangling with an airline reservations clerk could instead go see a travel agent, and you could walk in the office and say, give me a ticket for an airplane, ain't got time to take a fast train, or probably nobody really said that. but the point was, you did this because the travel agent had a computer at the desk, and this was kind of novel back then, with instant information about flight schedules, prices, and information that the rest of us would never really know about unless we made a lot of phone calls to a lot of airlines, wrote down all the details, compared the notes at the end, and tried to figure out what to do next.
Right.
But now, of course, people can find the schedules and reserve the seat all online. So that led us to talk to Francis Mayo, who owns the long-standing Around the World Travel Agency in Springdale. And we asked her, all right, given all this as far as what we can do on the internet, what can you do at a travel agency that the rest of us can't?
With the evolution of the internet, obviously, clients are able to book their own airfare. And our whole business has shifted from the airline tickets, corporate business, to the leisure travel. That is our bread and butter today, where our expertise is, what I enjoy doing. And that's all your river cruises, your escorted tours, your honeymoons, your family trips. That's 99% of our business these days.
Okay, now you heard Francis Mayo just tell her that her travel agency in Springdale has mostly gotten out of the business of just selling you an airline ticket unless you're willing to pay an additional fee for that service. But she keeps up with what's going on around the travel industry, so I asked her if that is now a standard practice at agencies elsewhere.
I would venture to say, based on my knowledge, less than half of travel agencies are still issuing airline tickets. And I will say we do still do some air. We have a few corporate clients that I can charge them as much as I want to charge them. My current fee is $50 a ticket.
Also, before the days of the internet, you might remember, the cost of buying an airline ticket from a travel agent was usually no more than reserving it over the phone directly from the airline would have cost. And most of us assumed that back then the airlines were paying the agency a share of the price, and so that's how everybody made some money off of this whole thing. But now, travel agencies are, of course, as we've mentioned, they're facing competition from the internet. So I asked Francis Mayo, is anybody doing it that way anymore? And apparently not.
That model is definitely out the window. And despite the advertising you see, for the most part, the price of the airline ticket is the same, irregardless of this Expedia, a travel agency, the airline's website. There's just a lot of variables in there. If you're looking at apples to apples, the exact same flight, same dates, the price for the most part is always going to be the same. Now, if you might save $50 if you're looking online and, the flight's getting in at midnight versus the flight I quoted that gets in at 2 o'clock.
Now, also with a travel agent, there are the packages. It's not just about the airline, but maybe they can find you a bed and breakfast or something like that, right?
They can do all kinds of things. It depends on just how much you want done. And, of course, they also have access to plenty of other pieces of information, such as if you are just looking around online for your own flight, you may notice that this afternoon the price may be one figure. You check around a few hours later, check back on it, and it'll be different tonight. And then tomorrow it can be completely different. And so you may be flipping your coin or many of the coins. So you have to wonder, do agents have a way around that situation, or do they have a way of finding better deals, is what I asked Francis Mayo.
Yeah. Yes, the one thing we can see that you can't necessarily see online, for example, if you have four people traveling and you put four people in the reservation on the American Airlines website, if there's only three seats available at the lowest fare and you've asked for four seats, it's going to automatically kick you up into the higher fare. Where the reservation system I'm looking at, I can see that there's only three seats on that flight. So I may suggest an alternate flight that has four seats at the lowest fare, or we've even done the trick, hold the first three tickets at the lower price and then just pay the higher price for one ticket. Where online, it's not, you know, it's going to show all four prices, all four seats at the same price.
Back to talking about some of the extra services that the travel agents can provide. For instance, if you are wanting to book a hotel room with a flight, or if you want to get a little more exotic and book a complex trip package, such as a cruise or safari or any number of things, tours, okay, we know that the travel agents can do that for you as far as just getting your tickets, getting your reservations, right, and all that. But then I asked Francis Mayo, what services can an agent provide after the trip has begun?
2 weeks ago, when there was the thunderstorm had gone through Atlanta and the Atlanta airport was shut down for 14 hours, that was on Wednesday. I had clients traveling to Cozumel on Saturday, and the Atlanta airport was still a disaster. We even on Friday looked at trying to get them to Atlanta Friday night. That didn't work. We just had to see what would happen Saturday morning. And, you know, I was literally on the computer at 4:30 a.m. with the clients trying to come up with alternatives. We spent several hours. And unfortunately, they just ended up, we couldn't get them there. We couldn't get them anywhere. I, on their behalf, canceled the entire trip. Because the airline could not get them to the destination. That trip was April 8th. They've already received a full refund for that trip. And I have a hard time believing with an online vendor that would have all happened that quickly.
Yes, there are special services or booking procedures that an agent can also provide for international travel. Now, as you know, you take your passport out and go somewhere, and things can get more complicated than just even the hassles of domestic flying. So once, if someone is taking a trip to another country, I wanted to know from Francis Mayo at Around the World Travel, what can an agent provide, or what services can an agent provide that the customer wouldn't know about or wouldn't be able to do on their own in the international arena?
I think one example of that would be several countries now requires that if you're a U.S. passport holder, your passport has to be valid for 6 months after you return. So if you're traveling on June 1st, your passport has to expire after December 1st. I've had several instances with clients when I make them aware of this, all of a sudden they look at their passport and it expires in September. I don't necessarily know if that would have been a big red flag online that you could have easily have shown up at the airport and been denied boarding.
Have you ever traveled to a country where you needed to get special shots or take medicine?
No.
I haven't either.
No, my only overseas trip was to Britain, and that was medical requirements.
I just wonder if you're going to some country that name a disease or condition that might be more prevalent. Because you've heard that, right? People have to get shots before they go to certain places. How do you even know about that?
Perhaps you need to ask your travel agent.
Okay, all right. Or maybe your family doctor.
Or ask the doctor, too.
Yeah, that's a good one, yes.
All right. Now, last November, there was a USA Today article about the travel industry, and it said that the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the nation now has about 70,000 full-time travel agents.
Fewer than the city of Springdale.
Indeed. But 17 years ago, in the year 2000, this country had 124,000 travel agents. And you may notice, okay, back in the year 2000, that's about the time that online booking and just enhanced use of the internet began to catch on. So as far as the existing remaining travel agencies, we were wondering, what do they do to compete with the remaining competitors in this environment?
When I purchased my agency, it's been 27 years ago in July, there were seven travel agents. There were seven travel agencies in Springdale. There's now me, and there is one person that's doing some home-based stuff that I've heard and mentioned occasionally. So it is amazing how the competition has changed as far as other travel agencies. You know, how we make our living is strictly off repeat and referral business. I do virtually no advertising. It's strictly based on reputation. I have my good faithful clients, and then they refer, or they have some folks travel with them, and then they reach out to me for their next trip. And I've also seen it evolve some, that there were some definite clients when the online became so popular. And like, you know, I hadn't done anything for them in a couple of years, and I bet they've been somewhere. And a lot of those that tried the internet have come back.
Back to that USA Today article I was mentioning a moment ago, it also spoke of the demographic use that has the highest usage rate for travel agencies. And that was millennials.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes. In the year 2015, 34% of them, millennials, reported using a travel agent, more than any other demographic age group.
More than boomers.
Right.
What?
Now these are, of course, you know, these are people who are not old enough to remember, like we are, when many more people were using travel agents all the time, and there seemed to be one on every corner. So, taking it local, when I was talking to Frances Mayo at our Around the World Travel Agency, I asked her, okay, around here, is this age group showing up in large numbers at your business?
Definitely. And I think the number one reason is time. You know, that generation is starting careers, is busy, they're starting to have kids. And they don't have hours and hours and hours to spend on the internet. And like I said, in a lot of those cases, it's kids that they grew up going on family trips that their parents used to travel agents. So they're familiar with travel agencies. Or they are out visiting going, man, I'm trying to plan this trip. And, well, why don't you call Francis? Why don't you call another travel agent? I think the number one reason we're seeing that with that generation is simply just the time it saves them.
And finally, one other angle about the travel agency business as it exists today. We spoke about how there are fewer of them standing around, and most of them that are there are local businesses. There aren't you have to look far and wide and probably into the big cities to find any that are part of a national chain of travel agencies. And so Frances Mayo at Around the World Travel told us that she sees businesses such as hers, her local travel agency, as an important part of the local economy in whatever market they're serving.
The one point I always have to make when we're talking about travel agents is, you know, everywhere we turn around, there's the keep it local movement. And I don't think people think of their local travel agent in that respect. But, you know, these vendors I work with, obviously, they pay me a commission. That's how I make a living. You know, if you book your trip on Expedia, who knows who makes that money? When you book it with your local travel agent, you're helping the local economy. That's money in my pocket. I had a guy that owns a local restaurant not too long ago. I say, now, just tell me, why should I use a travel agent? And I said, I could go through all of the service, the expertise. I said, the bottom line is so I have money to eat in your restaurant. And he got it.
All right. I want to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot here. If I had the ability to give you 3 weeks and an unlimited budget to go anywhere in the world, but you got to leave tomorrow, where would you go?
Have to leave tomorrow.
I don't know. That just seems like fun spin to put on.
Okay. Well, I think I'd fly immediately to Europe and do
It's one place. You're gonna have to spend these 3 weeks in one place.
Oh,
no tour of Europe or around the world.
Sorry. I thought I was going
well.
To get
I
this.
Didn't specify, but
I'm
now
sorry.
I am.
I had a 3 week tour in mind.
No,
but
so one place.
That being the case, I think I would think about that a lot
more.
Oh,
okay.
I had a whole list of places, but now you've put me on the spot. I guess I would still do somewhere in Europe, but I've got to, like I say,
south
narrow
of France,
that down.
Yeah. The Mediterranean.
But 3 weeks, yeah. Well, yeah, if we're going to be 3 weeks, I'm probably not going to do the Shetland Islands.
Very good.
Dave Edmark is the Ozarks at Large explainer, and he spoke with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums.